Maria Landvi. I know Lieutenant Pinter by sight. In February 1945, he encircled the Roma settlement with a large group of gendarmes and forced us all inside the house of the Voivode. While we were under guard there, Lieutenant Pinter came out, and with my own ears, I heard him ask one of the gendarmes, "So, is the grave for the gypsies ready yet?" One of the gendarmes headed off to the cemetery nearby and then returned with the message that it wasn't ready. Pinter turned to us and said, "You're going to be shot, you dumb animals." The Voivode then began to plead that he should spare us because of the small children, to which the lieutenant said something like, "Hell in the womb," and walked away. There can be no question that the lieutenant only sent us to the cemetery to scare us for his own amusement, because the whole scene was clearly organized. There was something serious going on. The gendarmes guarded us until the evening, but the Russians were already very close, and the Stalin organs were howling louder and louder, and the shells were raining down, and that was probably the reason why the gendarme left us there. But not before they threatened us that no one should dare to leave the house, because they'd be back to pick us up in the morning. At around 7 in the morning, I went to the town with two other women to get some bread for the children, and that's probably why I'm still alive, because when we returned at around midday, the house was empty. Following directions given by people on the way, we followed them on foot towards Vapalota, which we reached 2 days later. And on the outskirts of the village, we asked some Hungarian men where the Roma were. They said, "We shouldn't go any further. Otherwise, the same thing will happen to you. They've all been shot dead."